Desire for the Lord to visit us tonight. We need Him. You know, in the times that we live in, we need to be able to feel His presence with us, walking with us through the troubles that we have. If I could put a title to what I'd like to share tonight, it's four words. What manner of persons? And I'd like to take a look at that when it comes right down to my life. I'd like to start over in 2 Peter, 3rd chapter, and in the first verse. Here he's writing to him, says, "This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in the both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance." So his desire is in this chapter, he's wanting to bring some things back to their remembrance again, get them to thinking about it. And he goes on down and he says in the third verse, "Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts and saying, where's the promise of his coming? Since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning." And I thought for myself, can I say that's not me? I don't live that way. Since the fathers fell asleep, all things have continued as they were from the beginning of creation. And that's this first verse that we read, "I'm wanting to stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance." You know, there's a song that Sister Lorinda has sung before. It says, "Wars and strife on every hand, violence fills the land, but there's still some people doubt that he'll ever come again. The word of God is true, he's going to redeem his chosen few. Don't lose hope, for soon Christ Jesus will descend." And then it says, "Signs of the time are everywhere." And there's a brand new feeling in the air. And I remember when I was a young person, they were singing that song. Signs of the time are in the air. That's been many years ago. And yet there's still signs of the times for us to, as this one is saying, scoffers coming. And I don't consider myself to be a scoffer. But, you know, we can take a look at it and say, you know, I remember way back there when Brother Sammons and some of those folks 40 years ago were telling us the end could be very near. You need to be careful of how you're living. Well, this, what is the hope for the Christian in all this that is happening around us today? What is the hope? I was looking at that hope over here in the book of John. John the 14th chapter. Jesus, I believe, intended for this to give us hope. "Let not your heart be troubled." Has your heart been troubled over the last weeks or so of the things that are happening? It's easy to let it be troubled. And he's saying, don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. And then he goes on even with a little picture that we need to remember. This world is not all of it. He's saying, "In my Father's house are many mansions. I'm going to prepare a place for you." This is the hope of the Christian, is that, you know, with the things that are going on today, for me to be reminded, as 2 Peter 3 and 1 told me to be reminded that, you know what, this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. And, you know, Sister Maxine, even in the message this morning, is, we're in a time to where things are going so fast, it seems like it's life is just spinning so fast that I can spend all my time just thinking about myself and my accumulating and being able to retire easy and those kind of things, and yet we're headed for eternity. And this is what the Lord is wanting to let us have some peace with. I'm going to prepare a place for you. This world is not the end of it all. If we will be faithful to the Lord, this is not the end of it. You know, we're not the only ones that have ever been through trouble in our time. There was troubles in the past. And I was looking at a place over in Luke where Jesus himself was telling them there's going to be some problems out in the future. And Luke... where Jesus is talking to them about the destruction of Jerusalem. If someone can find it in the book of Luke. Anyhow, he's telling them, men's hearts are going to be failing them for fear. They're going to see the things happening and they're going to be so troubled. You know, that wants to happen with us today. Okay, Luke 21, 21 and 26, thank you. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. You know, that's one thing that can happen as we look at troubles around us. But there's something else that can happen if we will let it. We can either let the 26 be my testimony of what happens, or it can be 28 could be my testimony. When these things begin to come to pass, look up. Lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. So I was thinking about in troubles that we go through, you know, when we read about the history of the destruction of Jerusalem, that was some major trouble. But you know, it tells us as we read about it just from historians, Jesus told them, said there's going to be a little window of opportunity for those that believe in me to be able to escape. And they did. When you see these things come to pass, you lift up your head. What I see from that for us today is when we see these troubles all around us, lift up our head. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through it to another. So here's what I'm wondering is when we look over here in 2 Peter, it's telling us that the end of time is coming. But there is something else that I look at there in 2 Peter 3 and 11. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be? So if I look at all the things that are predicted out ahead for us, how should I be living my life? What should I be doing tomorrow? I really think Sister Maxine gave us some pointers this morning even. That, you know, it's easy when we see troubles all around us to just kind of close everything in and it's just all about my self-preservation. You know what she was reminding us of today is the ripple effect of my life reaching out to somebody else. And you know, some of the best times for that to happen is when I should be troubled myself. The times that we're living in today, if I can have peace, the peace that Jesus wants to give, and people be able to recognize that, I think it would be a great help in the time around us. So how will it be for me? Men's hearts failing them for fear? Will that be my testimony? Or lift up my head. God's got this all in control and he'll take care of us. Last night I found this verse. Brother Gracie helped me with it. It was a song that was way back when I was young. They used to sing it. Said, oh, it's time to pray. Yes, it's time to pray. That we would all be true and faithful in this evil day and time. You know, it's not talking about, okay, give it up. It's too hard. No, let's just be true and faithful in this time that we're living in. It says, so many things we've trusted in are crumbling to decay. So get in touch with God, my friend, for it's time to pray. So I was thinking that so many things that we've trusted in, we find they're not stable anymore. You know, I would look at America and say, it's rock solid. And I wonder sometime of what kind of changes could come to us. But you know what? That's not where our hope is. Get in touch with God. That's what we need to be able to have. So I was looking at some places that, what manner of person do I need to be in this day and time? And we have some reminders for us, some dangers for us. One of them is, and we hear it often, but it's in Matthew 25. It's one of those parables that gives me a warning. It's about the 10 virgins. Time's passing, but I don't know how long it will be before the end of time comes or before my end comes. And if I'm not careful, it says the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Third verse was, they that were foolish took their lamps, but took no oil with them. Five wise and five foolish. You know, there was a time where they all had a lamp that was burning, but time passed by. So I'm thinking for myself, what manner of person do I need to be? I need to be on guard, just realizing, you know what? When I was a child, they were telling me that the end is coming. I should still be remembering that. 2 Peter 3 was the reminder for it, telling us, you know what? A day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day. It's coming. The end of all things one day will come. So what manner of person should I be? Should I have great fear of when is this thing going to happen? No, let me just live my life to where I'm ready whenever he would call for me. There is another verse over in Luke. Luke 21 and 34 is another warning for me, because temporal things can hinder us. 34, take heed to yourselves. You know how easy it is for me to look around at other people and wonder how they're doing. This one is saying, take heed to myself. Lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, drunkenness, cares of this life, and that day come on you unawares. You know, what is that day? Is it the end of all things that Brother Sammons and old ministers used to tell me? That day can also be my day. I don't know how many of you knew him, but when I lived down in Louisiana, this was just a boy, Linda Phillips. And Friday morning, he got up and headed off to work and was ushered out into eternity. Take heed to yourselves, lest we get overcharged with cares of this life. You know, I'm needing to, in this time that we're living in, be real, real careful of the things that occupy my mind and my time. That I would be prepared. What manner of person should I be in this day and time that we're living in? When everything is kind of unstable, we're not sure what the future holds. You know, you go home today and I looked at the price of gas, and it seemed like every day it's going up higher and higher. Well, that's just one point. And then you hear them talk about the price of groceries and all those other things. Take heed to yourselves. You know, we can get overcharged with just looking at the things that are happening and forget about that God's in control of the whole thing. So there is a verse over in Romans 13. And 11. And that knowing the time, that it is now high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. It says in that 12th verse, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. You know, I was thinking about that part right there. Let us put on the armor of light. Light is a protection to us. We have a song, Holy Bible, how I love it, how it doth my bosom cheer. When through trials and temptations it has always been so near, it'll surely guide my footsteps in the straight and narrow way. If in trust I read its contents, if I always watch and pray. Holy Bible, how I love thee, the safest guide through this dark world. This is our armor of light. In a dark world around us, it's able to give us light. Over in Psalms 119 tells us the value of that. Psalms 119 and 105. Thy word, it's a lamp to my feet. It's a light to my path. And so Seeing that all these things will one day be dissolved, what manner of person should I be? I think for myself, I want to start valuing even more the armor of God's light. You ever hear this term? It's for people that love to hear music. It's called surround sound. I've been hearing of it. To where maybe in a room, if you can get your speakers all positioned right, you have just sound that's coming. I remember they used to say, if you could just have some Bose speakers in your car, it's going to be the real good sound. Surround sound. I want to be able to have it coming from all directions. You know what I want to do, this armor of light? I want it to be surrounding me, coming from all directions, giving me guidance in my life. We have a song, because I surely need the Lord to guide me. Over in song number 288. I'd like for us to sing this song together, because he's got the armor of light for me. And my prayer is, I want you to lead me. Out on this dark world, Savior am I. Be thou my helper. Oh, hear my cry. Thou art my portion. All is in thee. Oh, let thy mighty hand ever lead me. Wilt thou lead me by the hope of my heart, Lord, strength of my soul. Guide thou my footsteps and keep me whole. My grace and fortress, Lord, thou wilt be. Oh, let thy mighty hand ever lead me. Wilt thou lead me by the calm thou the wild storm, clear up the way. Keep me from falling by night and day. Traveling to glory, walking with thee. Oh, let thy mighty hand ever lead me. Wilt thou lead me by the what he wants to do that? It's his desire to be able to guide us. Clear up the way for me, because I'm a human and I cannot see out into the next minute. I would like for you to guide me, guide my steps. How does he do that? You know, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him and he'll direct your paths. It's good for us to tell him, Lord, I'm not able to make a decision, really. I can look at something, and he's given us the ability to process information that we have. and make a decision about something. But you know, it's good for me to realize I don't have all the information. I have only what I have been able to build up till now. I cannot see where this decision will take me tomorrow. So I need the Lord's help. And He desires to help us. So we're talking about this surround sound. Does He have it available for us? He does. In Isaiah, the 30th chapter, and in the 21st verse, and see if this hasn't happened to you in your own life. Thine ears shall hear a word behind thee. This is that surround sound. It's in front of me. It's behind me. It's all around me. Hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand, when you turn to the left. His desire to be able to guide us. What manner of persons ought you to be? I want to have on the armor of light. There is a verse, Psalms 119 and 11. It's my part in this. God tells us He will do a lot of things for us. He's given a lot of promises. But this verse, Psalms 119 and 11, Thy word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against Thee. Learning Scripture is a tool for us. What manner of person ought I to be, knowing that this thing is all coming to an end? And if it's not any time soon, my end is approaching. What manner of person, seeing then that all these things will be dissolved, what manner of person ought I to be? I want to be storing away the Word of God because it is so valuable. Yes. We find that Jesus was tempted. I think maybe this is in the 4th chapter of Matthew. And what did He use to fight temptation? He used the Word of God. And when Satan came to Him with a temptation, Jesus didn't say, I tell you what, there's probably something in the Bible about that. I'm going to find it and come back. You know what? And we can say, well, that was the Son of God. That's true. But you know what? He would like for us to do our part to be able to store the Word of God in our heart to where when temptation, when the devil comes in like a flood, and let's take a look at that verse, Isaiah 59 and 19. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and His glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. What manner of person ought I to be? The Spirit of the Lord would like to help me. And I'm thinking about this. You know, right now we hear over in Ukraine, we need more ammunition. We need some ammunition sent to us. You know, we need ammunition in fighting the devil. We need a stockpile of it. And so I'm thinking of that verse, Psalms 119 and 11. Lord, I'm hiding on the good days. You know, it's not enough that the war is going on and now I'm trying to pile up some ammunition. But I'd like to stock some up on the good days when I have no problems. I'd like to be going through the Word of God and just storing it away in my heart so that I would be able, when the enemy does come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord can use those tools, that ammunition, easily bring it to my mind for me. So some of the things, what manner of person ought I to be? There are a couple verses that I'd like for us to look at over in Psalms. Because there's parts that I have to play. Psalms 121 is one of them. And maybe sometime read that whole chapter. Psalms 121 says, I will lift up. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to lift up mine eyes into the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. It says, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade on the right hand. There's promises all through the Bible that He will be there with us. Another one was in Psalms 46. And I want to store these away to where when trouble comes into my life, I would be able to have easy access to them. 46 and 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Have you found that to be so? I believe all of us have at times when we're in trouble and God steps in, especially the troubles that I cannot figure out how to get out of, and God steps in and takes care of that for us. He's a very present help in trouble. And then these next verses, therefore will not we fear though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea. So this is kind of, you know, I can only think about this naturally. I wouldn't even be scared if I was out in Colorado and all of a sudden I saw this mountain just take off and land in the ocean. You know, I thought, well, I think I'd be a little scared myself. But what it said whenever I looked in some of the commentaries, it says, this is talking about political upheavals. Something that I always considered to be so solid, so stable, this will never move. Should it be just carried off and disappear out in the ocean? I'm not going to be moved. We won't fear. And it goes on down. Why? There's a river. Fourth verse. The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her in that right early. And then that 10th verse. Here's my part. Be still and know that I am God. You know, when those mountains start moving and when the things that I've always, what was the song? So many things that we've trusted in around us are crumbling to decay. And then, but it gives us an option. Get in touch with God, my friend. It's time to pray. In this day and time, be still and know that I am God. I'll be exalted among the heathen. I'll be exalted in the earth. Another way for us to stockpile ammunition is what we're doing here tonight. Hebrews 10, what manner of person ought to be? You remember 2 Peter 3, it's not, he didn't say, I'm telling you something new. He said, I'm just giving you a reminder of some things to remember. And here is one in Hebrews 10 and 25. May we always be remembering, this is how I stockpile ammunition. The 25th verse, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. But it doesn't end there. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. As it seems like so many things that we have trusted in, they're crumbling all around me. As I see this day approaching, what manner of person ought I to be? I need to be stockpiling some ammunition. I need to be putting on this armor of light. Don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Let me come together to where I can hear the word of God read. We have so much available to us today. I can remember when I was a boy, if you wanted to make a recording of a message, I remember Brother Leslie had it. Robert, you might remember. He had a big old reel-to-reel. It seemed like the reel was 10 inches around or something. And that's what it took to be able to record. And we thought it was really something to be able to hear a message again. Technology has done so much for us today that now that Church of God website, I can go to it and there's thousands of messages. Thousands of messages that will help me, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord just has to bring a little remembrance to me. And you remember it said that's what the Spirit wants to do for us. He wants to guide us. It wants to bring to our remembrance some things. But I find that a lot of these things are something that I have to do as a partner with God. He wants to partner with us. He won't do my part. I can't do his part. But together he can walk us through these times. Cheryl has this that Corrie Ten Boom wrote. And you know, she went through some troubled times. But this is what she wrote. Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. Don't ever be afraid that I don't understand. I don't know what tomorrow holds. May I get better acquainted with the one that I know holds tomorrow. And I think it's very important for us, with Cheryl's request tonight, is I think it's good for the Lord to hear us say, Lord, I don't know what would be the best thing to do. I want to do what you want done. But Lord, I'm acknowledging I'm a human. Remember, it says, remember, God's up in heaven and I'm down on earth. So what I need to do is let that be causing me to realize how much I need him to guide my life. And I think he's pleased to be able to do that. There is a song. Damon, if you don't mind to lead it again. In this day and time that we're living in, I still serve an amazing God. If you could just do the chorus of it. Another song that's letting us know this old world is bound to change. So don't be surprised at it as those changes come. But I'm glad I know the one who never changes. He will walk with us through this time. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, was telling us some things about who God is. Because when it talks about the scoffers in the last days saying, where's the promise of his coming? Things have just continued on like it was from the beginning of creation. It says in the 8th verse, you know, if we can just remember that God dwells in eternity. He doesn't have a clock. He doesn't have a calendar. He isn't affected by 2022. This is the first day of the year. And now this is the last day of another year. This verse says in the 8th verse of 2 Peter 3, beloved, don't be ignorant of this one thing. One day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. So when we start looking at that, one day is the same as him as 1,000 years. You know, 1,000 years to us is like an eternity. It's just forever. Not so with him. But here it says he's not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. He is long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You know, I need to remember when God withholds judgment. You remember when the disciples came to Jesus and said, in this village of the Samaritans, they did not receive you. What should we do? Would you have us call down fire out of heaven and destroy them? You know, sometimes with the wickedness that is going on in the world today, it seems like that's the thing that needs to be done. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. Men just keep on going on in evil. But you know, it says, though a sinner do evil 100 times and his days be prolonged, I know it's going to be well for them that fear the Lord. For us to be able to recognize, you know what, God's got all of this in control. What we're seeing today is mercy being extended. You know, I'm so thankful for the mercy that has been extended to me throughout my life. And I want his mercy to be extended to others. But he's telling us, you know, and I've heard this all my life, the day of the Lord will come. You know, I need to be reminded it's coming. if I don't see it in my lifetime, it's coming. But you know what? The day of the Lord for me could be tomorrow if I go out into eternity from a car accident or something. None of us have a promise of tomorrow. And do I live? So remember the two options that they had that we read about whenever Jesus was foretelling them about Jerusalem being destroyed. Said there's going to be men's hearts failing them for fear. You know, we can have that happen. Or we can be on the other side of it, that I have taken care of the things I need to take care of, and God will take care of those others. So, what manner of person should we be in this day and time that we're living in? I think Sister Maxine has given us a good example this morning to follow, some good instructions to follow. Let me look around at others that their hearts are failing them with fear of what the future holds. And let me have the peace of God ruling in my heart. Not just something surface, not something that I've tried to work up, but that the peace that Jesus said he would bring, my peace I give, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Don't let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We need that in this day and time. It's available for us. I want to be able to show to the world something better than what they have. And you know, that doesn't show up so much in the sunshine as it is when there are storms around us and we can still have the peace of God ruling in our heart. What manner of person do I need to be? I want to be storing God's word away in my heart. We're going to be thinking about something. It is so easy to think about all the troubles that are in the world. Lord, help me to be able to push them aside and store away something that will feed me in the day of trouble. I desire your prayers.